is Friday. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Mark the Freedom Poet. Did you get some sleep last night, Mark?
I did. Some exuberant sleep.
Exuberant sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Found myself waking up about every hour on the hour.
I was up a few times during the night, but I had good thoughts. I'm looking forward to Monday, mister.
When you wake up, do your wheels start turning then?
Sure.
Yeah. And then you find it challenging to get back to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We announced yesterday on Mark's program, the Common Sense Club, with Mark the Freedom Poet, that we're doing a filibuster for freedom on Monday. And we've been inspired by the audience. We have a need to receive more listener support. And so Mark and I we're crazy enough to get on the radio starting at 6 a.m. Monday. And we're not going to get off till we find and identify 1,000 new passionate members of the Freedom Club. That's our goal, isn't it?
Well, that's our goal, but we have to do it without sleep. I mean,
are you going soft?
I'm not going soft. No, I want 1,000 new people, and I'd like to have them in 2 days or 3 days or whatever it takes.
Exactly right. And so we're looking forward. That's the filibuster for freedom. Starts Monday, 6 a.m., and that's our goal.
If we could find 1,000 people in a short period of time, you know, this is a goal for a year to raise $1 million in a year. But also, mostly, to find people that can act together and pray together, believe together, stand up for what's right together. Scott and I are audacious. We say politically incorrect stuff on the air because we exercise our freedom of speech and religion. But that precludes us from a whole handful of potential advertisers. You know, we are hearing from so many of you. Now we need help.
Yes, it's a difficult model we have here, but it's a model we really don't want to... believe there's enough listener support, and you know, quite honestly, asking for listener support is not unusual on radio. It happens in the loony left with NPR.
Yeah, well, Bill Moyer, who's always at war with our history,
and it happens also on Christian radio and some good programming. And we have a bridge in between where we take programs like Rush Limbaugh as an example and others, but we mix in a message of faith. We're not afraid to stand up for the truth. How about Billy Graham last night on Fox
Wonderful.
News Channel? For an hour.
And then they repeated it late.
But you know what Billy Graham did last night on Fox News Channel has people going, oh, Fox News Channel, Billy Graham, how does that work?
Oh, they're going to get all kinds of blowback.
And it probably was even a paid announcement. I mean, there were some disclaimers at the end of that first half hour mixed with kind of the Sean Hannity show. But we do that every single day.
Right.
We do that every single day, and it's not paid. It's not paid. We do it because we believe it's important. We're concerned about the salvation of our listeners.
And the fantastic thing is you do an awful lot. We do an awful lot of promo for free for all kinds of charities. And we don't just do a 30-second PSA. We'll have somebody on from Potatoes for the Poor Kids That Are Being Abused or 40 Days for Life and have segments after. How many segments do you think we did? 10-minute segments on 40 Days for Life, for example.
Yeah, and that was, of course, a 40-day effort that is an annual event that we always dedicate a lot of time to. We want to continue to do that, and that's where the listener support helps us continue to do that, and we stand for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. We also have a country in enormous peril. I mean, and really, so this is a much about family and uniting and putting our voices together to stand up and be counted and say, I'm in. I'm all in. And but, you know, we have to ask for help, and I know there's people within the sound of our voice that can help us and that support this message. And so we're gonna go about it. So, you know, you can say, hey, is this worth a buck a day to me?
And a buck a day to keep the commies away.
and look at it from that standpoint. You can look at it as a family and sponsor a day. You can look at it as a business. And we have some great incentives for businesses to stand up and say, yes, I'm in on this. In fact, the business membership is $4,000 for a year. Okay, that's about $333 a month. But you know what? We match two for one. For every dollar, we add $2 in advertising power and count you as a Freedom Club member so we can connect Freedom Club listeners with Freedom Club businesses.
And have that on the websites.
Because if businesses don't say, I'll stand up for God and country, we're in big trouble. We're in really big trouble. And that's
but they need to know that is not going to really crush them financially to stand up for the right things. That's why where you come in, folks, you got to stand up and say to these people, hey, we believe in this country. We believe in faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise, and we will subsidize you. There's also a whole bunch of businesses that are on the wrong side of a lot of issues.
Well, sadly, what we found is that, you know, traditional advertisers shy away from a message of faith. They shy away from when you start talking about traditional families. They shy away when you take a side in the political debate.
Right.
It makes them queasy. So this is why I don't want to change that. And quite honestly, if we don't get you know, this level of support that we need, this $1 million over the next year in the way of listener support, businesses saying, count me in, families saying, count me in, individuals saying, count me in, I can't predict the future. And quite honestly, we have debts, we have expenses, and we just don't have enough of, so we don't have enough traditional advertisers to be able to bridge that gap. Quite honestly, I believe part of this effort that motivates me is to say, we're the majority. We're a very frustrated majority right now, but in this part of the world, we are a majority. But people think we're fringe. We're way out there. Oh, you know, the Bible thumpers. Oh, those crazy Tea Party types. And if we literally can take everybody that listens every single day to this radio station will simply stand up and be counted. Even if you can't contribute one penny, we'll prove out this audience.
Plus, we teach because we find this common ground every day. We find the resonance in the heart of our listeners.
I don't want us to have to rely on listener support forever. I believe that there's a way to prove out this model. So that's part of what we're trying to do as well, and you can help us do it. By the way, we're just giving you a little preview. We're going to do this 24 hours a day starting 6 a.m. on Monday. Mark and I are going to just be here until we can be there, but we did announce it yesterday, so I wanted to give you a little more
details. We're going to keep Black Rush, and we're going to keep the major programming. We're just going to work the top of the hours, and then our whole programs.
We'll be here. The regular programming will be on, and you'll hear us during the commercial breaks and news breaks, updating you on how we're doing on our goal.
Taking phone calls, we hope.
Exactly. If you have any questions on this, the best place to go is the website, flagfamily.com. Click on the Join the Freedom Club link, and all the details are right there, flagfamily.com. Folks, yesterday when we announced it, started joining. God bless them. So we're in the low 900s now, Mark. our goal of 1,000 has already begun. So, and you can also call Marie in our office at 855-200-1776, extension 3. Some folks rather not maneuver the computer or deal with it, and she just takes care of you over the phone. So.
And there's some that want to be anonymous as far as gifts and the amount of donations they give, and that's an option too.
Absolutely.
But we just, you know,
absolutely.
You just tell us that up front, but we will keep you connected for Freedom Club meetings and joint events and our opportunities.
Let's take Brad and Grand Forks, who wants to weigh in on a question on the filibuster for freedom. Brad, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I want to say how excited I am about this filibuster freedom. I can't even express. I think this is incredible what you guys are doing. I think it's amazing how we're going to see God do some awesome stuff through this. And I just want to encourage all of the listeners of AM 1100, KCGO up there in Tioga, and just pray over this weekend. Take some time if you can. Get out of your house. Go find a coffee shop, or even just go for a drive out in the country during deer opener, and spend some time in prayer for this station and for the work that Scott and Chris and Aaron and Mark and all the guys there, Dustin and everybody that are working so hard to do this exciting work that is not only about faith and espousing the traditional values of Christianity and the Bible and all that, but also taking the time to educate the listeners against the detrimental effects of liberalism and socialism on our society. North Dakota is an absolute beacon to prove how conservatism works. And, man, I'm so jazzed. I can't wait. I'm going to be there 6 o'clock Sunday or Monday morning. And I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out, because it's going to be great. And I am so, so jazzed that I just can't wait to see how this is going to go. I'm thrilled. I can't wait.
Well, thank you very much. And we've had others say, hey, how can I help? I want to be there, if nothing else, for moral support for you. And whether you're joining us on the air or picking up the phone or going the extra mile, driving down from Grand Forks and being with us in studio, that's pretty cool. And I don't know that you or I could have said anything in hours better than what Brad just said.
That was good, concise, enthusiastic support, Brad. You're a champ.
Yeah, and you know, this is difficult because we are asking for help, and we do need the help. That's simple, but that's easy to do when it's family, and this audience is family, and we are doing something unique and different, and don't want to change it. And
we want to make it better and stronger.
Exactly. And in order to do that, we need more support. We need more help. So, Brad, thanks a bunch. Appreciate the ringing endorsement. We're looking forward to the filibuster for freedom. It starts Monday at 6 a.m. And good advice on spending some time this weekend to think about it. Do that. Do that. Do that.
And pray.
Fixes everything. Fixes everything. All right. St. Paul said it well, didn't he? Pray unceasingly. My favorite apostle. Okay, when we come back, a little preview of what's on your mind, and we're going to see if this is an apology from President Obama. I'm not sure it is.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all three nights in a classic room, $449 for three nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Coming up on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, we do Normal or Nuts. And maybe I'm nuts, but I'm not thinking this is an apology from the President of the United States. I don't know. Listen close and see if you agree here.
Very much that...
all right, I missed the beginning of it here, so let me... here we go.
Here's what he said.
I regret very much that... what we intended to do, which is to make sure that everybody is moving into better plans because they want them, as opposed to because they're forced into it, that you know, we weren't as clear as we needed to be. And I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me.
You know, I saw this reported yesterday, and I thought, smart move. You know, it's about time you literally apologize to people, because if you said black and white, period, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan, and now you're nuancing it, you better come out and say, I messed up, because what I said is different than what's happening. And, you know, the news headlines and the text alerts were that he apologized. Now I actually hear it in his own words today, and that sounds like gobbledygook to me.
It is gobbledygook. He didn't say, I'm sorry, I lied to you.
Yeah, I mean, in other words, we could have been more clear. No, you could have told the truth. You could have just said what's going to happen. And you said one thing, something different's happening. I don't think we could have been more clear is an appropriate...
And then he said he wanted people in good old programs because they wanted it, not being forced into plans that they didn't want. And that's what this whole thing is about, forcing people into plans. This is about government socialized medicine forcing us towards one payer. That's all about forcing us against our will to bow our knee to him.
So is that an apology?
No.
I don't think so either. Are we normal or are we nuts? You can answer that at 855-200-1776. He also said he got burned by the website not working. I mean, like somehow this was, you know, I got burned. This is, you know, about him.
A tricky computer.
We got burned.
They spent wouldn't you like to spend $600 million on a little computer program? Don't you think a few people could use it?
Here's what he said here. I got burned is what he's saying here. I don't totally know what the context of the question here is.
There was an analyst on Fox that said, yeah, if I put my kid in a tub and my kid got burned because the water was too hot because I didn't check it, it's my fault. It's not the tub's fault. It's the same way as blaming a gun.
Yeah, very, very odd. Very odd. I'm going to play you this clip, and then you can decide whether we're being a little harsh here about the explanation that's coming from the President of the United States. By the way, they promised November 30th. This
I'm
will be
confident
fixed.
That it will be even better by November 30th, and that the majority of people are going to be able to get on there, they're going to be able to enroll, they're going to be able to apply, and they're going to get a good deal, a better deal than they've got right now when it comes to buying health insurance. Now, that, you know, having said that, given that I've been burned already with a website, well, more importantly, the American people have been burned by a website that has been dysfunctional.
I guess he caught himself. More importantly, the American people have been burned.
That's a first.
It is, but you know, he started with his true feelings. I've been burned, and then caught himself
as the nudist displayed his robe, his emperoring robe.
All right,
gossamer robe.
I have another theory. Different topic altogether.
Hmm.
I'm thinking the Minnesota Vikings are so bad. Last night they were actually trying to lose. Now, you might say, well, why would they do that? To improve their draft position. There's some people that actually believe that they ought to try to lose at this point because it's pointless. The win's going to mean nothing, right? Other than save a little bit of face. I'm thinking they were trying to lose and are so bad they couldn't even do that.
Wow.
Am I normal or nuts?
Well, you're really goofy.
Am I?
I think so. These guys, they want to win, Scott. Come on. They're pros. They've been just a laughingstock. They've been vilified in the papers. They're doing as best they can every play. And sometimes they got bad coaching, and sometimes they have human frailties. But they want to win. They're already going to get unless they win half of their games, they're going to really get a great draft pick anyway.
I'm thinking they were trying to lose and couldn't even do that well.
Well,
I'm sorry.
They sure weren't trying to lose in the fourth quarter, let me say that.
Or did Washington get the credit for that? I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe Washington's trying to lose. Maybe that was the another one of those who can get the best pick. Bulls.
Yeah, there you go. If you lost your pet, would you offer big bucks for a return of the pet?
Well, not my lizard. I was able to find them all over the place.
How about a cat?
I love my cat. You bet.
We had a couple stories this week about a Fargo family offered $500 for the return of their cat. East Grand Forks woman offered $700 for the return of hers.
I've seen $10,000 for the return of a dog.
I love pets. We have five dogs at home. Not much of a cat guy. Well, I think you're nuts if you have a cat, but that's a whole other show. But anyway,
you got to get him young and make him dependent on you. I bond with my cats.
Do you?
Well, think I'm their mother.
Well, anyway, there is a theory that there's the amount of money spent on pets, the amount of sort of pet worship in this country is a little bizarre. I don't know that I have such an insane love for our dogs. They're family, right? But I don't know. I can see the argument that some people make.
Think about the incredible, when you see somebody that lives alone, has a puppy,
what that brings to their life.
Total, and it's proven that you live longer. It's proven your blood pressure is lower.
Yeah.
If you've got a pet that adores you, that affirms you.
That's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But do we go too far?
Before the fact, I think we do. I mean, spending I'll tell you what really bothers me, spending $15,000 on a petted grade animal when I've found some of the greatest mutts that are scruffy and wonderful, just absolutely perfect.
All but one of ours are rescue dogs. That's the thing. I mean, there's pets out there that need
home. Cute. You got the littlest. Your littlest dog is the leader of the pack.
Snoopy. She's the grand dame.
She is. It's very cute.
Yeah. She needs a haircut though. She's getting one tomorrow.
How much is that going to cost?
Got a bad do. It's not cheap.
I'll do it for free, man.
$50.
I'll do it for $10. I'll do Snoopy for $10.
Would you really?
Well, your wife would never speak to me again.
No, I'll bring her over.
No, I'm not doing it.
Give you a shot tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry. I take it back.
A little snip.
That's just too dangerous to cut somebody's hair in somebody else's family.
Steve Hallstrom is going to join us in a little bit for a preview of Steve Sports Saturday, which listeners on AM 1100 The Flag will hear tomorrow between 9 and 11 a.m. We're also going to I think the folks from the Red River Zoo are bringing in some animals. Mark, would you help me with this interview coming up here in a little bit?
They're bringing you animals?
Yes. We're going to talk about the Red River Zoo.
I want a giraffe in here.
They have a new otter exhibit, you know.
I love otters.
I do, too.
They're just playful and...
And it's not realistic for us to have otters as a pet, so that's why we have the Red River Zoo. You know, the new otter exhibit.
I think they're ticklish.
Pretty fun. So we're going to talk with them coming up here in a little bit. Also, rain and snow with a wintry mix expected out in the oil patch today. So western North Dakota, you got some weather we'll be watching too. Stay tuned for all that coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. Having a little fun today. Many people think Mark and I belong in a zoo, don't they, Mark?
Of course they do.
Yeah, and so we thought we'd interview a new landlord today on the program to see if we could be doing proper occupancy.
Can we do the Homo sapien exhibit one day?
In all seriousness, for folks who visit the Fargo-Moorhead area, the Red River Zoo needs to be on your list. Lisa Tate's the executive director of the Red River Zoo, and with us today to talk about discounts for veterans this weekend and their winter hours. And if you've not been there, just give you a little bit of a preview of this wonderful, wonderful exhibit. Lisa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So, first of all, just give us a little visual tour of the Red River Zoo for folks that have never been there. Just kind of give us the what makes the Red River Zoo stand out.
Well, the Red River Zoo is so much more than people realize. You know, we've won three major awards this year. We won the North Dakota Award for the top tourist destination last year. We won the Chamber of Commerce Best Small Nonprofit. And then we just recently won an award through our National Association. It's our highest award for conservation of a captive bred species, and we won it for our Chinese red panda conservation.
Chinese red panda. Wow.
Yeah, we've bred over one quarter of the captive population.
Right here in Fargo.
That's really neat. Now,
that's worth a trip alone, folks.
And, you don't see pandas every day.
No.
In the heartland of America. So that's pretty cool. Now, talk about the mix of animals you've got, because you've got some animals that recognize our heritage here on the plains, and you have some exotic animals too, right?
Sure. You know, the Red River Zoo specializes in cold climate species, and so all of the animals that we have are used to North Dakota winters, so this is a great time to come and visit because they're really active. We have North American species, we have wolves, we have deer, we have our brand new North American river otter exhibit, which is just fabulous. We have porcupines, and then we also have Southeast Asian animals and Northern Russian animals. So we have some animals that are very rare that you won't see at many other institutions. In fact, we have a couple of species that there are only one or two other zoos in the country that exhibit those species. So if you want to see Russian red tree squirrels or tanukis, you have to come to Fargo, North
Dakota.
What's
a tanuki?
A tanuki is a small fox-like animal from northern China.
I want one.
Now, the newest exhibit is the otter.
That's right.
Exhibit, right?
Yes.
And this thing was a couple of years in the making, but it is fantastic. Tell folks about the otter exhibit.
Sure. So our North American River Otter exhibit is really spectacular. When I say it's a world-class exhibit, I mean it. It would rival any river otter exhibit at any zoo you go to. If you go to San Diego, you're not going to see a better river otter exhibit than the one we have right here in Fargo. One of the really cool things about it is that you can watch the otter swimming underwater, and you actually go into what seems like an otter's den, so you can kind of feel like you're underground in their den with a mix of mud and sticks and watch them swimming underwater.
Now, what are otters? How do they spend their winters?
Well, the exhibit is open all winter, so people can still come in the winter and watch them. We don't have water in the pool all winter, but they're outside playing in the snow, sliding down their slides. And
is that how river otters would spend their winters?
That's right. In fact, our winter otters actually came to us from right here in West Fargo. They came from the Cheyenne River. They were orphans, and they were brought to the zoo as babies.
Are they both males or female?
We have a male and a female.
They were orphans. And they're no longer orphans.
No.
They have a family, right? They're in the Redwood Zoo. One of them is named Butler.
Oh.
Yep. Annabelle and Butler.
Annabelle and Butler.
Isn't that cool?
That's terrific.
Yes, exactly.
Scott's got a good friend named Butler.
I do. And there's a connection there.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Greg is a generous a donor to the Red River Zoo and got a butler named after him.
That is very cool.
I mean, got
an otter.
An otter named after him because he's a butler.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, he has a little butler. He has a little otter keychain, too.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. Yeah, well, when are you open so we can come and see these?
Yes, winter hours. Yeah. Tell us about the winter hours.
Yeah, our winter hours are weekends. We're open from 10 to 5 every weekend. And this Sunday, we're celebrating Veterans Day. So we have Salute to Soldiers. All active and former military get in at no cost to the zoo as a thank you for all of their service to our country.
Interesting. And that's Sunday?
That's Sunday, yes.
Okay, yeah, so great little opportunity to bond with a member of the armed forces that have served this great country, bring a veteran and come on by. So 11 to 5.
10 to 5.
10 to 5, rather, Saturday and Sunday, all winter long.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have a couple indoor things, too. That carousel's really neat.
We do. In fact, the zoo is built with indoor exhibits as you walk around the zoo. So even when it's cold outside, you can still come to the zoo. You can go to the river otter exhibit and then the wolf exhibit. You can go to the carousel pavilion. We have an indoor reptile exhibit. And then, we have our zoo barn and our children's zoo farm.
How do zoos get their animals? I mean, is this an exchange thing? Are you pulling them from the wild? How do you, talk a little bit about how you find these animals and exchange them with other zoos?
Sure.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, we very rarely take animals out of the wild. It's unusual circumstances. It would be maybe they were injured in the wild and couldn't survive anymore, or like in the case of our otters, they were orphans. But normally we would work with other zoos that would have captive-bred offspring, and we would trade.
So you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours, so to speak. Yeah.
How many animals do you have?
You know, we have over 600 animals at the Red River Zoo.
That's just awesome.
Do they eat a lot?
They do.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. And so we're very fortunate. We have a variety of different ways that we receive our food for our animals. They have some specialty diets that we have to purchase that are just for that particular species. So we have some very exotic hoof stock that eat a certain diet that's made by Purina Company. But then we also get donations of produce from local citizens that have a little excess in their garden or things like that.
And you have some fundraisers from time to time.
We do. You know, our zoo is 100% nonprofit. We don't receive any tax funding or support. So we have to survive on our earned revenue, people coming to the zoo, or through some of our other services. For example, we rent our carousel pavilion for birthday parties. It's a great place to have holiday parties for your company, or through donations.
This is a neat carousel. We've done many birthday parties there in the Hannah family. It's lots of fun. Really is neat. So
there are only four carousels like it in operation today. It's an antique from 1928.
Wow. Yeah, you really get it goes back to your childhood.
Yeah,
it's a really neat.
Does it have the calliope sound?
It does. Yes.
Of course.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic.
Makes my feet wiggle.
Exactly right. Anything else you want folks to know about, Lisa, about the Red River Zoo?
Just come and visit us this winter. It's a great place for families to come, and we'd love to see you.
And bring a veteran on Sunday.
That's right.
I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to thank a vet. No cost to the vets.
Yep.
To get in.
To a non-vet, how much does it cost if you're a big person?
Well, our normal admission is $875 for adults.
Terrific.
And $675 for children, and then $775 for seniors.
Oh, and I'm almost 1,000 years old.
Oh.
You'd qualify for the senior discount.
Was it 62, 65? Do you have a level?
62.
I'm 68, so.
Okay.
You crossed the threshold.
You just made it.
Exactly. I'm going to come and see the otters.
Anyway, Lisa, thank you for coming. Great work. Congratulations on all the awards.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And you got a wonderful, passionate staff that's so committed to that, and just some great people over the years that have contributed to building this wonderful facility. And these are the things they say. Top tourist destination.
Yep.
That's just amazing.
It is. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Brings people to town. So
we've had over 90,000 visitors this year.
So, folks, if you come to Fargo Moorhead, make sure you take in the Red River Zoo. And it's not hard to find, right along I-94.
Yeah, exit 348.
You know, if you have a fundraiser, I'd love to have you back on and help you.
Bring the animals. Bring. Do otters travel well? They probably don't, right?
They don't travel very well, but we do have some other animals that could come.
Yeah, maybe, because I'd like to see Mark, actually. I have some of my favorite memories of the Johnny Carson shows when he'd have the folks in the San Diego Zoo in, you know, and we could relive a few of those moments. And
well,
I'd get a lizard crawling around Mark's neck or something.
Well, one of my favorite saintly characters is Mr. Assisi, you know. I have a thing with crows, and various animals seem to like me.
Okay.
And mosquitoes love me.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
There's no mosquitoes at the zoo, ever, year-round. It's a mosquito-free zone. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me.
What's the website, by the way, for folks that are outside the listening area that want to make plans to come in and maybe rent one of the facilities?
Sure. It's www.redriverzoo.org.
.org. So mm-hmm. redriverzoo.org. Easy one to find. Thank
yep.
you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it very much. Lisa Tate from the Red River Zoo. Fine organization. We want to spend a little time telling you about it. And kudos to them for honoring our vets on Sunday. 10 a.m. to 5 are the hours, both Saturday and Sunday, all winter long. And this Sunday, a very special day honoring veterans. So we're so glad they're doing that. I think you better bring our buddy Rusty Hort.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Would you do that? All right. Quick check of weather here, because Steve Holstrom and I are going to do a preview of Steve Sports Saturday in the next segment. And I told you the Vikes won. We really should be – I probably should have given you a little more opportunity to talk about the highlights rather than suggesting they were trying to lose.
That's okay.
And screwed that up. But, did you watch Billy Graham?
I watched Billy Graham.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah.
But here's worse. I couldn't find him on my TV.
You couldn't find who?
The Vikings were not on my TV.
Oh, is that right?
No.
Yeah, they were.
I have a real small TV. It's only that big. But Billy Graham filled it all up.
Anything else on the sports front?
The Wild lost in a shootout, but they got a point. So they're only 2 points out of first place in a tough division. I love the Wild. The Timberwolves are going to win again very soon.
They're on fire.
They're on fire.
Exactly right. All right, here's the forecast. I mentioned earlier that we do have some weather rolling in western North Dakota for our listeners out there. Keep an eye on that. The patch, periods of showers, mostly through mid-afternoon, high about 42. Breezy day with winds gusting up to 22 miles an hour this afternoon. Gusting is high, they say, is 32, but the chance for about 90%. So it's going to be a rainy day tonight. Cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy, a low around 24. As the clouds move out, the temp will drop. It's going to get a bit blustery with a northwest wind gusting as high as 30 miles an hour. Sunny on Saturday with a high near 33. No kidding. Sunday, cloudy and 34. But a good chunk of western North Dakota are going to have a rain and snow mix for a big part of the weekend. Not too much of that right smack dab in the middle of the oil patch, but it will be breezy and it will be rainy and, you know, so not going to be fun. Warning you of that. In the valley, rain today, mainly in the afternoon hours. High 45 in Fargo today with a southeast wind at 13 to 18. Gusts as high as 24. Chance of precip 80%. Tonight, rain mixed with snow after midnight and gradually ending low around 30 with a south-southeast wind at 10 to 17. Winds could gust as high as 23 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 35, breezy again. Saturday night, low 20s. Sunday, cloudy, upper 30s. And then Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a high around, or rather a low around 20 degrees. Veterans Day looks decent weather-wise for all the Veterans Day events, but chilly. It'll be sunny and around 26 degrees in the east, so mid-20s in Monday on the patch. It is going to be cool. Low 20s, sunny, no precip, but bundle up for those Veterans Day events. Steve Holstrom from Steve's Sports Saturday and a preview of their topics coming up next on the What's on Your Mind, hour number one.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Steve Sports Saturday. You hear it every Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. on AM 1100 The Flag. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. Scott, how are you today?
If folks have not heard Steve Sports Saturday, would you tell them a little bit about your vision behind this program?
Oh, you bet. I just think there's a real need for good sports talk radio on a Saturday morning here across the valley, and I grew up with it. You did, too. And there's just something about working out in the garage or being out in a fishing boat, or maybe you're with the family driving to grandma's house for the weekend, being able to throw on the radio and listen to some good sports talk is just something that seems like you ought to do on a Saturday morning. So that's what we do. We talk to coaches, athletic directors, athletes around the area, and even down toward the Twin Cities with some good regional interest sports like the Vikings, Twins, Timberwolves, and Wild, Gophers as well. So we really cover the bases, and then we take a little time each week to kind of go behind the headlines and behind the statistics into the heart and soul things of sports and talk to people who have a story to tell. That might be someone who is battling through a tough tough situation, who has overcome some adversity, someone with a faith story to tell about how their walk with God has made a difference in their life and the way they compete and play and coach. So we have a great time from 9 to 11 a.m. every Saturday over at Vision Bank. Our friends over at Vision Bank open up their doors and allow us to come in there and make our home in there for a couple hours on Saturday morning. So we have a great time every week.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Vision Bank's a fun place to be on Saturday morning right there off the intersection of 32nd and 25th Street South. So you stop on by and see the crew there, and you can their address is 3000 25th Street South. But to stop in, Steve's there, the crew's there. It's a good chance to interact. So in addition to listening on the radio, it's always a nice thing to do if you're around that neck of the woods. And I find life so busy that, you know, just keeping up with what's happening, even the simple scores is difficult. You always do a nice little job of the Saturday scoreboard. And got some Concordia Cobber football talk this weekend and a little Holly football. Always fun to see how folks are doing on the Minnesota side. And of course, Saul Phillips, NDSU's head basketball coach, and quite a legend in these parts. And a little Sioux hockey, too. I see you're going to talk with the legendary goaltender Carl Gehring on the show this weekend. So
yeah, we got to throw a little UND hockey every once in a while for our good friend Scott Hennon. As those who listen to the show know that Dustin Moore and myself, the co-hosts of the show, we grew up down in the Twin Cities area. So Gopher hockey is kind of in our blood, but we sure have a ton of respect for Dave Hackstall and the program that he runs up in Grand Forks as well. And certainly there are a ton of UND hockey fans in our community here in the southern end of the Red River Valley. And so, I'm excited to have Carl on. He's going to be our Spirit of Sports guest this week. And Carl's a man of great faith. And Scott was a fantastic netminder for the Sioux Apple Valley product and has really forged a great legacy as one of the great goaltending names in the upper Midwest. So we're going to visit with Carl about his work, his playing days, and now he's also helping coach the goalies up at UND, and we'll talk to him about his faith and how that gets him through the ups and downs of competitive sports and life as well. You mentioned earlier Chris Ohm is going to be with us, one of the Cobber football play-by-play guys, and it's kind of the Super Bowl for the Cobbers this week. They play St. Thomas, who's a perennial power, and if the Cobbers win this game, they've got a fantastic chance to make the playoffs. If they lose, they're probably on the outside looking in. So the playoffs start early this week for the Cobbers.
9 to 11 on Saturday, and every Saturday, tune your radio to AM 1100. Should be a lot of fun. You know, lest any Sioux fans get a little too much time. You've got a little NDSU love this weekend, too, with Saul Phillips, right?
Absolutely. NDSU opens the men's basketball season tonight against Viterbo. And so we'll talk to Saul about how the season opener went and look forward to his season. He's got a fantastic chance to make the NCAA tournament this year, a very seasoned team, and they've got big things planned. And we'll get our first real look at him tonight. So excited to look back on it tomorrow morning and visit with Saul about how it went and what he's looking forward to the rest of the year.
The Vikes won. How about that, huh?
You know, there's been a lot of talk, should the Vikings try to purposely lose these games, Scott, to try to get a better draft pick in the upcoming draft. And, of course, anyone who really knows sports knows that that's foolish to do that. But it does sound pretty good this year where you know the Vikings aren't going anywhere. You'd like to see them get a better draft pick. But, a lot of bad things happen. I think it's just messing with karma when you try to lose games. Those things never work out. So it was nice to see them get a win last night. They've been close a lot of times. They really played probably their most complete game of the year last night against Washington. We're able to pick up a nice win. So we'll talk about that a little bit on Saturday as well.
Steve's Sports Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m., brought to you by the good folks at Vision Bank, Dan Carey, Bill Kuzis, the entire team over at Vision Bank. Stop and see them, and we appreciate their sponsorship for Steve's Sports Saturday, 9 to 11 on the radio. Stop by Vision Bank, 3000 25th Street South in Fargo. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Scott. You and your listeners have a great Friday.
There's a pro, folks. Steve Ahlstrom and Steve Sports Saturday. Tune in to hear him and Dustin Moore tomorrow right here on AM 1100, The Flag. Coming up on What's On Your Mind, we'll open up the phones on a Friday Normal or Nuts edition. We have NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor. First home game for the Bison in a month or so he'll preview that. We also are going to chat with a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant from Concerned Veterans for America. We've had a lot of listeners call about the purge of generals and ask what's going on there, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. There also is a alarmingly high unemployment number among veterans. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today, too, on the program. So we look forward to that. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. Normal or Nuts survey questions include whether or not you'd offer a big reward if you lost your pet. We want to ask you that. Are the Vikes so bad that even when they were trying to lose, They couldn't even do that last night. And we'll also talk about the Black Friday creeping into Thanksgiving. Overcast 38 in Fargo at this hour, 34 in overcast in Grand Forks out in the patch. Minot 36, Tioga 34, Williston 40 degrees. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, folks. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.